Hello, and welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 3, Pendulousness. I want to talk today a little bit about the collector's brain, and specifically the fountain pen collector's brain. I mentioned earlier that I have had a fascination and a love for generally office supplies, pens, inks, paper, that sort of thing, pretty much my whole life. But fountain pens have held a special fascination for me. A Fessel spashination as well. And part of that is the inks. You know, the colors that you can get for fountain pens are varied and beautiful and similar to colors in yarn. You know, it's not enough just to use Malabrigo worsted in Polar Morn. You also have to try it in Pollen and Paris Night and Indiacita and, you know, anything you can get your hands on in it. Similarly with the fountain pen inks, most fountain pens can take cartridges of some kind, but also you can fill them with a converter and get almost any ink that you want in a bottle. And that is the most economical way to buy the inks for long-term use. In the moment, it's not the most economical because, you know, the price for a bottle, let's say 30 milliliters, can be $10. It can be $30. It just depends on the ink. So I talk about this because there was a brand that recently announced they were stopping production, Organic Studios, and I had just kind of started to collect their colors. They had a few different series or lines of colors, and one of them was the Elements series. And so each color was an homage to an element on the periodic table. Now, I don't know if the ink creator had plans of doing every element on the periodic table, but they had done quite a few, 12 or 13, maybe 14. Anyways, and I liked them. You know, I liked them a lot. And I had started collecting them. I had bought a few. And then on the 24th of September, they announced that they were no longer going to be producing inks. And it's amazing how quickly the inks have flown off the shelf. One of my online sources, they were out within a few days. The pen store that I visit somewhat locally in Monrovia, I was just there this past Thursday, and they have very little stock at this point, whereas 2 weeks ago, or right before the announcement, they had a fairly good stock. And I will admit that I maybe assisted greatly in their stock being depleted, because I had no intention of doing this. My plan when I started collecting the Organic Studios ink was, you know, once every few weeks, maybe get a new ink from them, maybe once a month, and just kind of build up my collection over time. Well, then they announce they're going out of business. And, you know, the collector brain kicks in and goes into panic mode. And therefore, I need all of them right now because they're going to be harder to find. They're already harder to find. And the price goes up, right? When stock goes down, price increases. So anyways... When what 3 weeks ago was a small starting collection of two bottles is now an almost complete collection of 12 bottles of different colors, and I believe I have in transit the colors that I'm missing. And I'm not necessarily proud of it, but it is how my brain works. So in the show notes, you will see an example of the Organic Studios Nickel, which is the first one of their element series that I purchased. It's a lovely tealy, greeny blue color, a little on the lighter side than it probably is going to appear because I'm writing with a glass pen, so it's a dip pen, which tends to, in my experience, really saturate the ink in one spot and then fade out very quickly. But it's just a little homage to a company that's going away that I really am fond of, and it makes me a little sad, and I've done my part to make their send-off a lucrative one, and thank you for indulging me in my musings about Organic Studios. And I look forward to seeing you again. And by seeing you, I mean talking to you or talking at you. All right. Thanks. Have a great day.